Hey, everybody. Audit, audit, audit. The audit results are out in Maricopa County, and it's a bombshell, regardless of what you have been hearing on the activist media. It is remarkable what we have learned. 55,000 potentially illegal votes that were counted in Maricopa County. Very, very important episode here. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We are unafraid to cover the election results. If you want to support our program and our work to try to bring the truth to you, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Suzette from Oxnard, California. Thank you. Darren from New York. Thank you. Christopher from Paradise Valley, Arizona. Thank you. Alfred from Pennsylvania. Thank you. Eric from Chesterton, Indiana. Thank you. I want to thank Mary Jo from Fairbury, Illinois. At charliekirk.com/support, you make all of this possible on this very important episode that covers audits and so much more. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you can do so at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Now, this episode has no advertisers in it, so please consider supporting us and getting behind us at charliekirk.com/support. We bring it to you when the corporate media refuses to cover the stories that matter. charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Comprehensive Maricopa audit results. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
The draft report of the Maricopa County audit has been leaked. Now, there's an official press conference coming up. I think press conference or Senate testimony out of Arizona coming up in just a couple of hours. But it looks like somebody within the Arizona government has leaked the audit results to a local national public radio affiliate to try to get ahead of the story. Now, if you lived in a silo and you live in a box and all you listen to is NPR or read the New York Times or CNN, you would think that this audit is a big dud, waste of money, total and complete failure. You see, the big news story that people are leading with is, see, you guys did this audit and it shows that Joe Biden actually won by more votes in Maricopa County. That is a story that every single news agency is leading with. However, that is a very small part of the story. That's not actually why we were doing the audit. That is not actually why the audit was occurring. In fact, I am pleased to see that in the audit results, it shows that Joe Biden actually expanded his margin, because it actually goes to show that the process was followed correctly and that the other side can't possibly say that votes were trying to be taken away. But that's not actually the main reason the report was done, and that is not the bombshell news that we have to share with you today. You see, this was not a recount. A recount is not an audit. Two different things. A recount is just counting all the ballots Maricopa already had. A recount is just making sure, okay, it says Biden, it goes in the Biden tray. It says Trump, it goes in the Trump tray. It says Jorgensen, it goes in the Jorgensen tray. An audit is examining the ballots, cross-referencing them with voter registration information, cross-referencing them with whether or not they actually live in the county with mail-in ballots for particular, in particular, and see, asking, are these ballots legal? Are these ballots, should they have been counted in the first place? That is an audit versus a recount. You see, the way the media is trying to get ahead of this to disqualify and delegitimize and undermine the audit is by saying this is proof, because look at the recount and there it is. They are calling an audit a recount when it's something different. And the bombshell news, and we're going to go into this in great detail, according to the report that has been leaked out of Maricopa County, is that according to the auditors, the raw forensic data, more than 55,000 potentially illegal ballots were cast in Maricopa County. The number of illegal ballots found in Maricopa County, more than 55,000, is over four times the current amount separating President Trump and Joe Biden in Arizona. So if we just wanted to do a recount, that would have took a couple weeks. Biden tray, Trump tray, Biden tray, Trump tray, regardless of legal or illegal ballots. An audit is a step further. An audit is going deeper. An audit is saying, no. I get it that you're putting that in that tray. Can we find out if that ballot actually should be counted in the first place? That takes a lot more time, which is why the audit has been a multi-month process. Transparency is critical to the republic. And the Democrats in Arizona are freaking out. That's why they're coming out and they say, no. You see, it actually shows that Joe Biden won by more. And that is a very lazy, sloppy, misleading, treacherous, and deceitful narrative. Instead, what the report shows is the following. That there were 55,000 plus ballots that were counted in the original counting that were potentially illegal in the following categories. 2,344 mail-in ballots that voted from a prior address, which is against Arizona state law. 23,344. 10,342 potential voters that voted in multiple counties. That's right. That right there, that 10,342 could be the margin between Biden and Trump. Now, here's what we don't know. We don't know, out of the 55,000 potentially illegal ballots in Arizona, according to the Arizona audit report, whether or not all these were Trump voters that were trying to game the system, or all these were Biden voters that were trying to game the system. Which is why there is only one thing that there's only one step that needs to be taken after this. We'll get to that in a second. 9,041 more ballots returned by voter than received. 9,041. 3,432 official results not match who voted. 3,432. 2,592 more duplicates than original ballots. 2,382 in-person voters who have moved out of Maricopa County and cast illegal ballots. 2,081 voters who moved out of state during the 29 period preceding the election. 2,081. 836 votes counted in excess of voters who voted. 618 voters not part of the official precinct register. 527 voters and ballots returned not in the final voted file. 500 duplicated ballots and incorrect and missing serial numbers. 397 mail-in ballots received without record or being sent. 393 voters with incomplete names. 282 deceased voters, according to the audit, that were counted in the original tally. 226 audit UOCAVA count that does not match the official EAC count. 198 late registered voters with counted votes. 194 date of registration changes to earlier date. 186 duplicate voter IDs. And 101 multiple voters linked to AFFSEQ. And 50 double scanned and counted ballots. 50 double scanned and counted ballots. So the top line that you're going to see on every major news network, audit fail in Arizona. Audit shows that Biden actually won by more. That is if we were just doing a recount. Instead, what's the raw material you're dealing with there? 55,000 of those ballots that you say count were illegal. So there's only one thing that needs to happen now. Is in Arizona, either the Attorney General or the Senate needs to isolate those 55,000 ballots and find out who they voted for. These 55,000 ballots that have been put in question need to be isolated. They need to be put under 24/7 control and match because, according to this audit, 55,000 ballots were cast against Arizona state law. They were illegally administered. Now, we don't know. Maybe all these are Trump voters. Maybe it won't make a big difference. Maybe all these are Joe Jorgensen voters. We don't know. That is just speculation. But these potentially illegal ballots, according to the Arizona audit, could be enough to show, could be enough to show the results that we have been living under for Arizona actually have not been true. The Arizona audit has showed right here that 23,344 mail-in ballots voted from a prior address. That is illegal. Potential voters that voted in multiple counties, 10,342. You just add those two together. We don't know if those people are Biden voters or Trump voters. You need to isolate those ballots. But what we are seeing right here is that the people that have been trying to delegitimize and undermine the audit, how do they explain this? And I just want to reemphasize this point. There's a difference between an audit and a recount. So in layman terms, the audit discovered more illegal ballots than anyone could have possibly imagined. Now, you can draw your own conclusions whether or not these illegal ballots are for Biden or they're for Trump. I think all of you have very strong opinions about that. But I'm not going to speculate something we do not know. What we do know is that potentially illegal ballots numbers over 55,000 in the state of Arizona, a state that Joe Biden won by 11,000 votes. Just to reiterate kind of how this works. So there's a difference between an audit and a recount. A recount is when you go through and just count the ballots as is. Joe Biden ballots go in this box. Donald Trump ballots go in this box. So on and so forth. A audit is where all of a sudden you look in the box and you say, wait a second, are these ballots legal? Let's find out. A recount takes a couple weeks at most. An audit takes months of hard work, and that is what Arizona has been engaging in. Now, according to the 91-page report, the recount portion of it, which is very small part of it, which none of us were ever actually interested in, shows that Joe Biden expanded his margin in Maricopa County by a couple hundred votes. I'm actually pleased to see this. This shows that the Democrats can't attack this audit. But the deeper question and the real question is, what about the 55,000 potentially illegal ballots that were cast? In the 91-page Senate report that has been published, you go through this and you see that there were 23,344 potentially illegal mail-in ballots voted from a prior address. 10,342 potential voters that voted in multiple counties. So you tie all of this together. That is over four times the current amount separating President Trump and Joe Biden. I'm going to read straight from the audit report. Mail-in ballots were cast under voter registration IDs for people that should not have received their ballots by mail because they had moved. Now, this particular finding impacted 23,344 ballots, more than the margin of Arizona. And no one with the same last name remained at the address. Through extensive data analysis, Cyber Ninjas, we have discovered approximately 23,344 votes that meet this condition. Mail-in ballots are, by Arizona law, ARS, criminal code 16558.01, never forwarded. If a registered voter does not have a secondary mail address listed with the county and no longer lives at the address listed on their voter registration, they should not receive their mail-in ballot. In certain circumstances, it may be possible for them to receive a ballot. For example, if they know the present occupant or if the ballot is improperly forwarded. The final voted file, or VM55, was cross-checked against a commercially available data source provided by Melissa called Personator. Personator is a best-in-class identity and address validation tool. It confirms that an individual is associated with an address, indicates prior and current addresses, tracks and where the individual moves, tracks date of birth and date of death. To accomplish this, it utilized both private and government data as the U.S. Postal Service National Change of Address Service and the Social Security Administration's Master Death List. Addresses were not included in the results if there was a valid secondary mailing address as part of the voting record. So that's a lot of wording, basically, where the auditors are proving and they're saying, hey, we found all these addresses. It's against the law to have ballots forwarded and sent from an address that is not your own if you do not have an address. And yet 23,000 ballots fall under that category. 15,035 ballots mail-in votes from voters who moved within Maricopa County prior to the voter registration deadline, which is, again, if you do not re-register, then that ballot is cast illegally. 6,591 mail-in votes from voters who moved out of Arizona prior to the registration deadline. 6,591. 1,718 mail-in votes from voters who moved within Arizona, but out of Maricopa prior to the registration deadline. So someone just sent us a question, freedom@charliekirk.com, and I encourage you guys to please do that. You guys can email us in real time. Charlie, how do they know that these were potentially illegal ballots? So instead of just recounting the ballots, which is the minimum thing you do, they went into it and they said, wait a second, the address on this actual ballot, did it actually come from the address correlated on their voter registration information? And the answer was for 23,344, no. That they moved within Maricopa County or they moved out of state and they still cast the ballot, which is against Arizona state law. The next one, 10,342, is potential voters that voted in multiple counties. And so we go to this one. It's 6.3.2 potential voters that voted in multiple counties of the Senate report. Ballots impacted 10,342. Comparing the Maricopa County VM55 final voted file to the equivalent files of the other 14 Arizona counties resulted in 10,342 voters with the same first, middle, and last name and birth year. While it is possible for multiple individuals to share all of the details, it is not common, and this list should be fully reviewed. The comparison yielded two groups of potential duplicate voters. Possible duplicate voters within one county and possible duplicate voters between counties. 10,342 voters that were found within the Maricopa County audit to potentially vote twice in multiple counties. By the way, this is just Maricopa County, okay? This is not Pinal County. This is not other counties. Maricopa County audit report. I'm going to reiterate it because repetition is the soul of memory, that if you just watch the top line results, and if you are just looking at the New York Times or looking at the push notifications out of CNN or whatever major outlet there is, they say, oh, see, don't you understand that the audit results have come back and they show that Joe Biden has actually won by more votes than he did last time. This was never actually what the audit was about. The audit was about whether or not the ballots themselves were legal or illegal ballots. And so what this audit report has come out, and it is a bombshell report, and the draft report has been leaked, and we are unafraid to talk about this here, unlike many members of the corporate media, that there are more than 55,000 potentially illegal ballots. 55,000. And you go into the details here, 23,344 mail-in ballots voted from a prior address, 10,342 potential voters that voted in multiple counties, 9,041 more ballots returned by voter than received, 3,432 official results that does not match who voted, 2,592 multiple more duplicates than original ballots, and 2,382 in-person voters who have moved out of Maricopa County. Now, you add all that together, we don't know if these illegal ballots, not voters, let's just call them ballots. I received a great email from someone, freedom@charliekirk.com, which is, we don't know if they voted for Trump or they voted for Biden. But I think we all have our own very strong opinions about that. But when you have an audit that comes out and actually dives into the actual ballots themselves and says that over 55,000 of these ballots were potentially cast illegally against Arizona state law, then these ballots need to be isolated. They need to be investigated. We need to say, wait a second. First of all, who were these ballots cast for? Would the result stay the same if these ballots should not be counted? And here is the question, and this is the big question in front of us as the new audit report from Maricopa County comes out and shows that 55,000 ballots were potentially cast illegally. And by the way, this is just Maricopa County. I can tell you that if we go down to Pima County, which I believe Pima County is near Tucson, Arizona, am I right? Yes. Now, the reason I know that is because Austin Smith and Tyler Boyer and I, we were up very late covering the election, and I got a whole kind of geography lesson of Arizona counties. What if we did an audit of Pima County near Tucson? How many illegal ballots do you think were cast in Tucson against Arizona state law? If you have ballots that were cast against Arizona state law, which then calls them illegal ballots, what do you do next? Well, this is the question. We now know, thanks to the Arizona audit and the revelations that show that have just come out, that the audit has showed that there was actually more corner cutting, potentially more cheating, not less. We now have a fenced in universe of 55,000 ballots. We need to go find those ballots. The Arizona Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, who's a good man, or someone else, needs to go find these ballots, who has the authority, or the Senate needs to subpoena them, and go through them. Find out of the 55,000 illegally administered ballots, are they 50-50 Biden to Trump? Are they 60-40 Biden to Trump? Because even if they were 65-35, that could be enough, more than enough, to actually shift Arizona and decertify that election. So this is the question in front of us. What is the roadmap when you reveal and you find that there were over 55,000 illegally counted ballots? Now, again, I just want to reemphasize this point for the fourth or fifth time to give all of you the ammunition and the information for what inevitably will be the criticism from the other side. They are just taking the top line report, which is nothing more than a recount. We have always made the distinction and the differentiation between an audit and a recount. A recount is very simply saying this many ballots for Biden go in this box, this many ballots for Trump go in that box. An audit is saying, wait a second, time out. Let's actually look at the ballots in the box and find out if they should be in that box in the first place, if they should be even considered as legal ballots in the first place. And the audit result reports are continuing to come out. In fact, I'm going to read directly from the report. Multiple precincts had more votes cast than voters who voted. Quote, multiple precincts counted votes in excess of the number of votes who participated in the 2020 election. The audit report continues by saying about the Arizona audit report that Maricopa County's own canvas is off by more than the supposed margin. Arizona never should have been certified. Let me say that again. Arizona never should have been certified. Voters who voted in multiple counties totaled 10,342, and 2,382 ballots came from people who no longer lived in Maricopa County. There were also 2,592 more duplicate ballots than original ballots. The number also includes, as I said earlier, 2,344 mail-in ballots, despite the person no longer living at the address. These are called phantom or ghost voters. That's 23,344 ballots of people that no longer live at the address that they voted at. That's against Arizona law. That's an illegally conducted ballot. The official canvas does not even match who voted, off by 11,592, more than the entire presidential margin. And so as we dive deeper into this, we are left with a lot of questions, but I think reasonable speculation can show us what really happened here. But we are close to being able to objectively proving this without any shadow of a doubt, without any sort of ounce of doubt. And we're close by being able to do that if we are able to have another analysis of these ballots, of this fenced in universe, of these 55 to 60,000 ballots, and find out which category that they voted in. I just want to reiterate this. The Maricopa County draft report is out, and the report says that there were more than 55,000 potentially illegal ballots. Let's play cut 102 on the canvassing question.
And what was the result of the voluntary canvass? Say that again.
In so many cases, what happened was they would go to a house and say, oh, hello, Mr. Smith, we see that 11 people voted from this address. Do you know them? And he would say, no, I'm the only one who's lived here for 20 years.
So that kind of goes to show, and that was the great Sebastian Gorka, my colleague on the Salem Radio Network, asking Wendy, I think that was Wendy Rogers, about canvassing. But the big top line revelation is that 55,000 votes were counted that should not have been counted. And the media is immediately trying to spin this and say, hey, the recount, and say, time out. We've never been doing a recount. This is how we must push back against this. We were looking at ballot by ballot by ballot and finding out if the state of Arizona laws were conducted and should those ballots have been counted in the first place. So the way elections should be administered, the way elections should be overseen, is not only do you have to make sure that people are who they say they are when they vote, which is what voter ID and signature verification needs to be. But there's also an immense amount of protocols, for good reason, to make sure that just random ballots can't just be sent in from phantom voters, as this report says that 23,000 votes actually did that. 23,000 potentially illegally cast votes. And so it's up to the Maricopa County recorder, or it's up for law enforcement or anyone who oversees the elections to come in and say, actually, this ballot should never have been counted in the first place because the person who sent it from that house actually doesn't live there anymore. Invalidate the ballot. This is why all of us were saying the Arizona election never should have been certified. That instead, it should have been a ballot by ballot audit, which now we have. And what does the ballot by ballot audit show us? It shows us 55,000 illegally cast ballots right there. So then what next? That is the question. We are now in unprecedented waters. Are we just going to say better luck next time? We're going to say we hope it works out? No. Find the ballots that were illegally cast one by one, and they should be invalidated. Of course they should be. If a deceased voter voted, which the allegedly the report says, then that deceased voter should not be counted in the tally. If someone voted from out of state, which it says in the audit report that happened, that person should not be voted counted in the tally. This is why the fact that there was this push to certify the election so quickly at a moment of unprecedented mail-in ballot surge was so problematic from the beginning. 393 voters with incomplete names were counted. They never should have been counted, according to the audit report. Mail-in ballots received without record of being sent, 397. They never should have been counted. Duplicate ballots, incorrect and missing serial numbers, 500. They never should have been counted. Ballots returned not in the final voted way, 527. They never should have been counted. Voters not part of the official precinct register, minor details, 618. They never should have been counted. This also goes to show the major problems of mail-in voting. Can we get away from mail-in voting, everybody, and just go back to voting in your precinct? Mail-in voting opens the door for this rush to chaos and confusion, this push to certify, and then you go back and do an audit, you realize, oh, by the way, you know, 55,000 of these ballots actually might have been administered illegally or cast illegally. It's a big deal. Official results does not match who voted, 3,432. More duplicates than original ballots, 2,592. Potential voters that voted in multiple counties, according to the Arizona audit, 10,342. And by the way, Maricopa County is the largest county in Arizona by far. But what if all of a sudden you counted all these others? What if all of a sudden you started to count Pima County, Coconino? This is just Maricopa County. You're talking about a whole statewide election result that shows that Joe Biden won by 10,000 votes. Now, why does this matter? This matters. This is a existential question of how we elect our leaders. And we are here unafraid to tell you that the, according to the leaked data, more than 55,000 potentially illegally cast ballots just in Maricopa County from the 2020 election, Arizona never should have been certified. Here's basically what happened. We were not expecting the audit report till 1 o'clock Arizona time in a couple hours, but Democrats wanted to reclaim the narrative and Democrats wanted to try to dominate, delegitimize and undermine this audit. And by doing so, they released the top line results of the audit that make it seem as if the entire election, the entire audit was a waste of time. They released the audit report that said, it wasn't even a report. They released one of the findings that if you just did a very simple and mindless recount, that Joe Biden actually expanded his margin. None of us were ever really that worried about just putting ballots in boxes and saying whether or not they were counted correctly. The allegations that many people brought forward was not that the ballot counters were doing it incorrectly. Instead, the allegations always have been whether or not the actual ballots themselves are legal or illegal ballots. Whether or not the ballots themselves, the mail-in ballots in particular, were conducted under Arizona law. And what we have found, according to this audit report, that is a bombshell report, and it's a 91-page report, and we are going to go through every part of it here on the stream. So get comfortable, everybody. And if you have questions about it, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. And a lot of you have questions of what next. All we have is speculation there. I have my own personal opinions of what needs to happen next. And it's going to take some courage. As George S. Patton says, that moral courage is the most necessary yet absent characteristic in men. Aristotle famously said, courage is the ultimate virtue because without it, there are no other virtues. It's going to take some courage to actually deal with these results, which are very important. But so the audit has been going on for months. It's not a recount. So anytime any one of your friends or your relatives on social media or otherwise say, oh, don't you see the Arizona audit was a waste of time? It shows that Joe Biden actually expanded. You say, hold on a second. No. It actually shows that Joe Biden and his victory has a lot of question marks around it. In fact, it shows that we were never doing a recount. We were doing a forensic, detailed, and specific audit of the ballots themselves and whether or not they correlated with Arizona state law. And so we need to find those 50,000, 55,000 ballots. Not me. It's obviously not a thing just for the regular man of Arizona to do, but instead we need to have the Arizona Attorney General or the Arizona Senate go find these ballots that were illegally conducted and find out who they voted for, release that tally. And that will be able to show the people whether or not these illegally administered ballots, which according to the audit, it shows that there were as many as 55,000 illegally administered ballots. This is extraordinary. And so none of this would matter, obviously, if Joe Biden won by 500,000 votes. Not, we just kind of roll our eyes like, okay, we'll fix it next time. Better luck next time. None of this would really get me animated if Joe Biden won by 100,000 votes. And when I say won, you know what I mean. The Joe Biden declared the winner. All right, just bear with me, everybody. If Joe Biden was declared the winner with 11,000 votes or 10,000 votes right there on the margins. And this is not an audit for the entire state of Arizona. This is a very important point. This is not an audit for every single part of Arizona. This is just Maricopa County. Imagine what an audit of Flagstaff, Arizona would show you. Imagine what an audit of Tucson, Arizona would show you, two Democrat strongholds in the wonderful state of Arizona. Instead, what we have here is the beginning of what should be a full-fledged, full court press operation. We say, hey, as many as 55,000 ballots were counted that never should have been counted at all in the first place. That what we have been living under as believing what was the Arizona result might not actually be the Arizona result itself. We're going to go through line by line and detail by detail. But the top line narrative from the media is Biden got more votes in the recount. What in reality, the audit shows that there were more illegal votes. The audit goes through the actual ballot custody and standard practices and find out whether or not those ballots were counted legally or illegally. The audit showed more corner cutting and potentially cheating and lawlessness, not the other way around. The audit revealed that over 55,000 ballots were put in the category of being legitimate that otherwise should not have been. And so let's go through some of the specifics here. Number one, mail-in ballots were cast under voter registration IDs for people that should not have received their ballots by mail because they moved. Through extensive data analysis, the auditors found and discovered approximately 23,344 votes that meet this condition. Over 15,035 mail-in votes from voters who moved within Maricopa County prior to the registration deadline. 6,591 mail-in votes from voters who moved out of Arizona prior to the registration deadline. 1,718 mail-in votes from voters who moved within Arizona but out of Maricopa during the registration deadline. So what the audit has revealed is that there were more illegal ballots than anyone could have anticipated. Now, we don't know who those illegal ballots voted for. We can speculate, we can guess, we can infer, we can allege. We don't yet know that. But we know what we're dealing with is that the process and the ballots themselves was that this was an illegally conducted election. And it never should have been certified. The next part is that comparing the Maricopa County VM55 final voted file to the equivalent files of the 14 Arizona counties resulted in 10,342 votes with the same middle, last name, and birth year. While it is possible for multiple individuals to share all these details, it is not common and this list should be fully reviewed. The comparison yielded two groups of potential duplicate voters. Possible duplicate voters within one county and possible duplicate voters between counties. Now, the left is going to try to invalidate this entire audit, but that's actually not the narrative that they are taking. Instead, they're taking one part of the audit result that they think helps them when in reality actually hurts them. They're taking the one result that shows that, well, Joe Biden won by more votes. Yeah, if you're just doing a simple recall or recount, I thought you don't trust this audit. You see, that's why I'm pleased to see that one number. It actually goes to show either the Democrats are going to accept the audit or they're not going to accept the audit. Because if they accept that Joe Biden won by more votes, which is what every single mainstream media apparatus is taking, then are you going to accept that there were potentially 55,000 illegally conducted ballots? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with the democratic process to have 55,000 illegally conducted ballots? According to the Washington Post, democracy dies in darkness. So we're just getting into this, but I want to bring in right now someone who is a great expert, Christina Bob, host of the weekly briefing on AON, U.S. Marine, lawyer, author, many other things. She was at our Turning Point Action Trump event covering it for One America's News Network. Christina, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So walk us through, and we've been doing it for our listeners the best we can. What did we learn today from basically the draft or the leaked report of the Arizona audit? Tell us.
Yeah. So the leaked report of the Arizona audit is actually really good for those that care about election integrity. There's a lot of information in there about votes that shouldn't have been counted and illegal voting and fraudulent ballots. What the spin, you know, we're all hearing the liberal spin saying it's confirming Biden won. It does not confirm Biden won, and the auditors wouldn't even say that they can confirm. They would say that this confirms the election should not have been certified because there was so much fraud. What they're hanging on to is there's one line in the report where they count, they do a count of the ballots, right? And we saw that on TV. And if you remember back in Georgia, right after the election, everyone was frustrated with the Georgia recounts because they're saying, oh, you're just counting the same fraudulent ballot. What good is that for an audit? Well, that's the portion of what the auditors did here in Arizona. That's not the entire audit. But it's a portion because they just wanted to confirm, do the ballots at least match what the county says they were? And they're pretty close. They don't match, but they're close enough to where, you know, they're close enough. But then they go into all of the fraud and all of the votes that were counted that shouldn't have been counted, which is at least five times the margin of victory in Arizona. And then they say this shouldn't have been certified. And of course, that's not what the liberal media is reporting. So I also expect to see more information coming out. The hearing is in a few hours, and I'm told that the report that was leaked was only partial. There's still a lot of information that wasn't included in it. So I think there's going to be a lot more interesting stuff coming out. So Trump supporters and those that are concerned about election integrity, I think this will be a good day. People will feel vindicated in some sense. We'll have to get through the spin. And I expect to see the Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, open a criminal investigation because there's more than enough probable cause from this report for him to do so. You know, and then when he does that, then we can get the routers, Splunk logs, passwords, see what happened with all the machines, and that'll continue on. So, it's the liberal
spin. I'm pleased to hear that. And So I want to ask you a question. I just want to reiterate this point. Look, you can count all the ballots you want. How many of the things are you counting are actually legitimate? The point of elections is to win with legal votes. If you're winning with illegal votes, then you're not actually winning the elections. If you want to count legal votes, then we have an entirely different story. In 2 minutes, Christina, talk about how this report shows that upwards of 55,000 ballots might have been illegal ballots and should never have been counted.
Yeah, we've got ballots that were mailed in or that were mailed in and counted that we have no record of them having been received. We have ballots that were mailed from places that they the residents didn't live there anymore. We have duplicate votes. We have many votes of people voting in multiple counties. And when you add all of that together, it's more than five times the margin of victory. And that doesn't even include the official canvas. If you remember, the canvas, the auditors were not allowed to do the canvas because there was litigation over that. So that doesn't even look at vacant lots, how many people voted from hotels, how many dead voters were there. That's not even included because they weren't allowed to do it. So the 55,000 is the very, very limited amount that they were even able to look at. So I fully suspect once Mark Brnovich opens his investigation, that number will increase substantially more once they can actually get the real canvas done.
So if you can hang right there, Christina, we have to take a break. I want to ask you about the routers. I want to ask you about all those things because I want to understand how they all relate together. And I just want to reemphasize this. The Democrats leaked this to some local NPR affiliate to try and, I think, get ahead of it to say, oh, Joe Biden won by more. Again, we just want to make sure everyone understands the obvious point.
The point of elections
is to win with legal votes. If you count legal votes, then we have a different story. If you are counting with illegal votes, then is that really an election or some sort of kind of flawed game? Can you explain to us the significance of the routers and how Maricopa County has been getting in the way of a true investigation?
Yeah, so the routers, the Splunk logs, and the administrative passwords of the machine. So if you know everyone's used a home computer and you know there's a difference between someone who has administrative access to your computer versus user access, and that has been the trouble that the auditors have had getting access to the administrative side of the machine, which is, of course, what matters in an election. Who administered the election? Who made sure that the votes were counted and scanned properly? Were people getting information from the machines before the votes were supposed to be tallied? So one of the things that I am particularly interested in seeing from that is the logs and who was accessing the machines, the information on the machines, and when. Because if you remember in Arizona, it took 2 weeks for them to say what the results were. And there were many days in those 2 weeks where they were only counting about 10,000 votes a day. Why? Why was it taking so long to count? I could do 10,000 votes by myself in a day. Why did it take so long to count Arizona? And so I'm curious, were there people accessing the vote tallies to try to manufacture ballots, right? If they want to know what the spread is, the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, to make sure that Joe Biden, you know, one way or the other, has more votes than Trump, they would need to pull that information from the machine to see what it is to know how many votes that they would have to come up with. I'm not saying that happened. I don't know, but that's, I want to know. You know, I want to see that information. And that comes from the logs, the voting logs, and the Splunk logs. And then, of course, in order to do that, the machines would have to be connected to the internet. We saw all the hysteria and all the hype saying, oh, they were never connected to the internet. They were never connected to the internet. I think we'll find out that they were connected to the internet. I hope we find that out today. And then as they get more and more access, more of that information will come out. But I'm very curious to see who was accessing
the
machines.
So who would have deleted the logs?
Well, I don't think the logs are deleted. The county just hasn't turned them over. I think the logs still exist. I'm under the impression that they still exist and we can access that. And then if they were deleted, that would have had to have happened by Maricopa County. So I'm sorry. You're referring to the information inside the machine. Yeah, there was databases deleted. I don't know what they say because they were deleted. I'm hoping that they release that today at 4:00. The report that was released to the public did not include some of the information from Ben Cotton, who is Cypher's CEO, who did that analysis. And he's going to present his findings today. So that information hasn't been leaked yet. So I don't know. I'm very curious to see what comes of that, because, you know, we don't know. That hasn't come out yet. But yeah, I do expect him to say that the databases that were deleted had, you know, whatever information was on them could potentially be used as fraud. And I want to see that. And I want to see who accessed the machines, when, why, what information were they pulling off of the machines, who was accessing it. So there's a lot of remaining questions that the report that has come out shows enough fraud. And it says, the auditors, let me see if I can find it. It says, there are an unprecedented number of discrepancies in the vote total. This could only have happened through malicious actions or severe incompetence from Maricopa County officials. So to me, that means the attorney general needs to open a criminal investigation and figure out who did it. So I expect to see that. Brnovich doesn't.
Yeah. So in a minute we have remaining, what does Mark Brnovich need to do in Arizona? And about 1 minute or less, what do you want to see happen?
I'd love to see him announce on Monday that he is opening a criminal investigation to investigate fraud, looking into the machines, the routers, and who did the action. Now, for criminal prosecution, obviously, we all want to see that take place, and that will take time for him to investigate. As far as decertifying the election, he just needs to make a finding of fraud. He doesn't have to say who did it. He doesn't have to get a verdict. He just needs to say there was fraud that occurred and we're investigating. And so I want to see him do that. And once they do that, then the state legislature, it's up to them to decertify the results.
Christina Bob from One American News Network. Her Instagram is Christina_Bob. And do we have Jake with us, Connor? Or are we waiting?
I'm here. I think. Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Okay. Great. All right. So, Jake, the audit report is out. 55,000 illegal ballots potentially were counted. And just to reiterate how this all works, if you count legal votes, we have a different story. Democrats, if you count illegal votes, it looks like that's what we've been doing. So, Jake, what are the big takeaways from this audit as we're waiting before the big reveal at 1 o'clock? But what are the big takeaways in your opinion?
Absolutely. So thanks for having me. Look, here's what I would say the biggest takeaway for the American people is, and that's that the same government who sucks at running the USPS, the USPS and the VA and the DMV and addressing homelessness, and that forced people into masks and lockdowns, even when the science told them not to, is not miraculously the embodiment of efficiency and effectiveness when it comes to running elections. Bottom line, the county needs to put out numbers that can be reconciled, because right now the numbers do not reconcile, and that's a huge problem.
So, Jake, explain to me the takeaway of how this audit report says that there were 55,000 potentially illegally administered ballots. I'm going to read from part of the report here, which is pretty extraordinary when you look into it, that if you count people that have moved out of county, people that have moved out of state, it says here, Maricopa County counted 2,592 more duplicate ballots than original ballots sent to duplication. It says that failing to have systems that reconcile does not breed confidence in the election systems utilized. At best, it's sloppy. At worst, it could cover for fraud that could significantly impact the election results. The total ballot delta of 11,592 between the official canvas and the VM55 file when considering both the counted and uncounted ballots. And then finally, it says in the report, the top line numbers, that there are more than 55,000 that could have been administered against Arizona state law. How did Arizona ever get certified in the first place?
Well, that's a great question. And I'll tell you, I called for back in early December them to decertify the election, arguably before most others did. And it was for this very reason. There are so many questions and irregularities. And what the audit has found, you hit on it, is mail-in ballots voted from prior address. About 23,000 ballots. That's twice the delta, the vote margin that Biden won by. Potential voters that voted in multiple counties, 10,342. That alone is equivalent to the delta that Biden won by, quote unquote, won by here in the state. So you're right. Questionable votes equal 4 to 5 times the total vote margin of victory. This is a problem. Cybersecurity needs to be improved. Electronic ballot adjudication is a huge problem here in this state. Handling of duplicate ballots. It wasn't just a problem, Charlie. It violated state law. The way that the county handled duplicate ballots is a massive point of contention, and we need to get to the bottom, and the county needs to own up and give us numbers that we can reconcile in terms of how they handled those duplicate ballots. The county obstructed this process from day one, which prevented, unfortunately, the truest, fullest forensic audit that was needed. Look, every major corporation in America gets audited every single year. To think that we shouldn't be auditing at the deepest levels, the most important element of our republic, which is our confidence in the electoral process, is an absolute shame. It's an outcry. And we have to make sure that this never happens again. And that means we're going to come back this next session, and we're going to have not only election integrity legislation, we're going to have legislation to hold these counties, not just Maricopa County, but Pima County, Coconino County as well, to hold them accountable.
So, Jake, I'm just failing to understand, though, how the tally in Maricopa doesn't match the audit. How is it that you even allowed to count illegal ballots? 55,000 of them? I mean, this is something that would happen in the third world, in Nicaragua or somewhere in Africa. Where is this discrepancy coming from? And how are people supposed to view any sort of election result when we get results like this from auditors?
Well, it's a great question. So the reality is that when you have laws, and look, our legislature, we've got a great Republican legislature, but the reality is that laws that have been passed in the past don't have teeth in them. And when laws don't have teeth, what we found is that radical leftists won't follow the law. And so when you have people like Adrian Fontes, when you have people like Katie Hobbs in charge of our elections, they simply won't follow the laws that are prescribed, which means you open yourself up for these types of issues. Now, the Republican Board of Supervisors, it's a majority Republican, they have been complicit in covering up, whether it's bureaucratic incompetence or bureaucratic malfeasance. Quite honestly, I could care less, because the voters don't care. The voters want to be able to have confidence in the process. And so we have to start putting teeth in the law. That's what we did this last legislative session. We added Class 5 and Class 6 felonies for multiple election integrity bills that we passed. And we need to do more of that moving forward.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, and I want to find out these 55,000 illegal ballots and get to the bottom of each and every single one of them, how that they were ever counted in the first place, who they voted for, and what the margin would have looked like if it wasn't for those 55,000 ballots. Now, what do you think the Attorney General of Arizona should do? And then what do you think he will do, given all of these findings?
Well, Charlie, I think those are two very different things. Unfortunately, the best pressure point that the grassroots in Arizona have is the fact that he's running for United States Senate. And so they're going to have to hold him accountable from an election standpoint, on the campaign trail, make their voices heard. The legislature gave him an election integrity unit to investigate this stuff, to investigate claims of election fraud. And in this case, noncompliance with lawful subpoenas and clearly an election process and an oversight and accountability process that is in shambles. And so what he will do, I think, is going to be largely dependent on what the people of Arizona demand that he do. So please, everybody, contact Attorney General Mark Brnovich. What he should do is come in and demand. He should step in with the legislature and demand that the county turn over every single record. You know, the Constitution delegates this authority for oversight to the legislature. He should come in and, in his role, support the Constitution by requiring these folks, these people that have obstructed the process the entire time on the county board, require that they comply and give us everything that we want and more.
Jake, a lot of people are emailing us at freedom@charliekirk.com And they are asking us, well, what does this mean? Do you think we can get to decertification? You know, how do we right this wrong? What is the realistic path forward here, Jake, as we learn that so much of this election was conducted illegally?
Well, realistically, the path forward, we have to look at, unfortunately, political realities as well as what's right. I stand squarely in the camp of let's do what's right. We now know that there is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, questions of the highest level that Biden did not win the state of Arizona. And so we should be pursuing decertification. Absolutely. Like I said, I called for it back in December because of these irregularities that we now know resulted in potentially 55,000 questionable ballots having been counted. Look, when it comes to decertification, the political reality is that we have a one vote majority in our state house and a one vote majority in our state Senate. And that's going to make the equation for getting the votes a little tricky. We have multiple state senators, unfortunately, like Senator Paul Boyer from the West Valley, the west part of the Phoenix area. We have Senator Michelle Ugenti-Rita, who's come out recently and attacked the audit. We have folks who have expressed that they are not interested in decertification. And so that's something that will have to be overcome. But look, I think this helps. The audit helps because it allows the grassroots to be armed with the information necessary to have the conversations to convince their elected officials. And so this is the time for the grassroots and the people of Arizona of all parties. Right. An audit and election integrity doesn't benefit just Republicans. It helps every single voter, regardless of political affiliation, race, ethnicity, income. It doesn't matter. So everyone needs to step up and make their voices heard. And we should be pursuing decertification.
All right. Well, the final question that I want to ask you, which I think is really important, is as we kind of look at everything in front of us, what pieces of reform and legislation are you pushing in Arizona to make sure this never happens again?
Yeah, well, I have I'm happy to share with you. I've got about 9 election integrity pieces of legislation already in draft right now that are currently being drafted in consultation with our legislative counsel and our attorneys. And those go from clamping down on dropping off of mail-in ballots. As you know, 90 to 95% of Arizona ballots are cast early via a mail-in ballot or an early ballot. And when people drop those off, they don't have to present any ID. I have another bill that's in draft right now that would require county recorders. It would essentially establish a minimum requirement for signature matching. This was a major problem and an area where I think some of those 55,000 ballots came from. What Adrian Fontes did is he had his minimum requirement for signature matching, and then he kept lowering it and lowering it and lowering it all the way to zero. And so when those early ballots were being taken out of the envelopes, they weren't even matching the signature to the voter's actual signature. That is a recipe for disaster. And so we've got a bill. I've got a bill in drafting that would address that. I've got a bill in drafting to address electronic ballot adjudication. There are lots of bills that we are working on. And I know there are multiple other members, Representatives Chaplick, Parker, Fillmore, Fincham, Peterson. You know, we've got lots of good conservatives who are working on election integrity legislation right now. And we're going to have the support of the people come January so that we can get all those things done.
Jake Hoffman, thank you for joining us and for fighting
Thanks
in
for
Arizona.
Having me.
We will talk to you soon. You guys can follow Jake Hoffman on social media, so check it out. Thanks so much, Jake. Let's summarize everything that we have covered today. We started with talking about how the media is covering the audit. Let me read one of these headlines here that we got emailed to us, freedom@charliekirk.com, where someone says, Charlie, I'm very confused. It's so frustrating. TheHill.com says, Arizona draft audit reports show Biden widened lead by 360 votes. Again, it's incredibly dishonest. Because as we have gone through, is that if you count illegal votes, it's completely irrelevant. What really matters is whether or not we're counting legally administered ballots, whether or not ballots that were sent in were actually consistent with Arizona state law, and the audit shows that upwards of 55,000 of them just in one county in the state of Arizona very well were in violation of what state law says. It was illegally conducted. We have laws for a reason. The rule of law is there to keep guardrails on people against the inclination and the temptation to cheat, to cut corners. So when you have this many 55,000 potential ballots that were in violation to state law, how do we deal with that? What is the path forward? Well, on this program, we talked about how Attorney General Mark Brnovich very well might begin criminal proceedings and investigations into this. I hope he does. He's been very good on the vaccine issue, so I hope he'll step up and do that. But even beyond that, Arizona, we were told, had nothing wrong with it. We knew that was not true. Those of us that live in Arizona and spend a lot of time in Arizona, we know that wasn't true. And now we find out that 23,000 ballots were cast illegally of people moving between one house to the other. 10,000 ballots cast from people that don't even live in the state anymore. And so we start to dive deeper into this in this program, and we realize that the truth is that they never wanted us to talk about this in the first place. And by the way, if you look at conservative media out there, you are going to learn a lot, just like with the Project Veritas story, just like with everything else. You're going to learn a lot on who is covering the audit and who is not covering the audit. If there are commentators and people on television and radio that are not touching the audit, that'll teach you a lot. We go right into it because we believe that election integrity is the most important issue before we can solve all these other issues. If people do not trust the system that they are voting in, if people do not trust the way we do elections, then they're not going to trust their leaders, they're not going to trust the laws, they're not going to trust the process. And after this audit, it's an absolute banana republic system of the way we do elections in our country. Decertification needs to be on the table completely. We need to find out how many of those 55,000 potentially illegally administered ballots would have voted for Biden or would have voted for Trump or did vote for them. And how? Who sent them in? Was there a process to try to send them in? Was there a machine that was behind this? Some investigation is warranted and necessary immediately. Why is the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors unwilling to hand over the routers? How coordinated was this entire effort? What about an investigation to Pima County or Coconino County? An investigation into the whole state of Arizona? Because remember, Donald Trump was declared the loser by 10,000 votes. We have here 55,000 illegally counted votes, allegedly. How deep does this go? Who is behind this? This right here is a bombshell report that should be the news lead item all across the country. Instead, they take one part that they like and they're conflating a recount with an audit because they don't want to actually tell you that this entire process was flawed, cut corners from the outset. And what we do about it is extremely important. Not just grassroots pressure, but our leaders need to step up and say, wow, 55,000 illegally administered ballots, that's not something we're used to. And it's going to require courage to fix it and to find out the extent of this. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.